Is always being truthful practical? Answer: it's not a matter of being practical or not practical, it's a matter of being purposeful. No virtue can be elevated to the level of the supreme virtue without considering context. The Mahabharata talks about two kinds of moralities. We could see a categorical ethics, so categorical morality, and contextual morality, contextual ethics. Categorical ethics means that whatever happens, this is right. Anything that falls in this category is right, and whatever happens, anything that falls in that category is wrong. And now, in this perspective, speaking truth is always right, speaking false is always wrong. And there are no nuances in this. But that is not the proper understanding of things, because we also know that there are times when speaking truth may not be the best thing. So if terrorists are chasing a friend of ours and we give the friend shelter in our home, the terrorists knock on our door and ask, or the rioters ask, is XYZ over here? And if we say yes, we will become the cause of the death of that person. So, now there we may say that the consequence is so clearly wrong that what is the point? That the right becomes wrong at that time, the truth becomes a disservice. Speaking the truth becomes a disservice. So, what I would say is that there is life and there is death, and there is all that is in between, which is important for us to see that we maintain our life and we maintain the quality of our life and we maintain a value of life of integrity. So integrity means that we, through our life journey, make a constructive contribution to our lives and to the lives of others. So in some situations, if the consequence of a particular action which is normally considered good, the consequence is bad, then we need not do that. So we could say that, broadly speaking, the Mahabharata's analysis considers that the rightness or wrongness of the actions can be decided by three factors: intent, content, and consequence. Sometimes our intent may be good, the content of the accident of that may still be bad. And then, does the intent act as a wholesale license or protection from doing bad? No, not at all. It's just that the intent can act as a protector, not as a... Intent is one factor to be considered. It is not the sole factor to be considered. So, similarly, we look at the content and we look at the consequence, and based on that we use our God-given intelligence and consideration to understand how to move things, how to make wise decisions in our lives. Thank you.